Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Getting set for a Thursday night matchup between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Chattanooga Lookouts. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by one of the guys who have joined the Shuckers on rehab assignment this year and is in Biloxi this week, Jason Alexander. Jason, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How's the rehab assignment been? Because for you, this is your spring training after missing spring training with an injury.
Yeah, it's starting out. You know, just getting to it right now. I had two outings in Arizona, about 4.5 innings in. But there's still a lot of things in Arizona that just don't really get challenged much while you're coming up. So those four innings, they might as well have just been bullpens for me. And I was really taking my outing the other day to kind of more be a breath of fresh air of, like, this is what baseball is like. The other team came out a little hot with, you know, bunting and running on me early. So that's something I have to, you know, remember is, like, this is a real game, and everyone, you know, the other team's trying to win. You know, I always say that everyone with a bat's dangerous. So I think it's more of, you know, kind of waking up to the competition and getting the blood going again.
What's it been like for you kind of getting the blood going again while you're just starting your season? The guys you're facing are in the middle of their season. How does that look like for you?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, you got the both ends where the Lookouts are, you know, they're fighting for a playoff win, and I'm just trying to get my feet under me. So it's nice, you know, it kind of forces you to learn fast, which was what I would say the big leagues kind of taught me last year was it's like you have to learn fast in this game. So it's been great. It's kind of nice, you know. It's kind of better to get your teeth kicked in a little early rather than later on. You know, if I was getting towards the end of my rehab assignment and I was still struggling, that would make me feel different than if, having things to learn from early, which was what I felt like I got the other day.
It's like the tough spring outing on February 29th. It's not going to matter come opening day, right?
Exactly.
You talk about getting to the bigs last year, and that was such a special moment for you. You went undrafted out of Menlo College back when it was the 40-round draft, made it to the big leagues with the Milwaukee Brewers. How special was that opportunity?
There's still moments where I wake up and it's hard to believe that actually happened, especially now that it's looking back to last year. But it was amazing, you know. I think it's worth all the hard work that you put into it. And it's great to you know, have put your, you know, blood, sweat, and tears out on the line and actually get rewarded for it. So I'm glad. I was very thankful that the Brewers, you know, took the notice of me. You know, I was out of baseball for a while there in between organizations. So I was glad that the Brewers kind of saw something special in me and let me go out there and do what I do.
How much confidence did that give you going into this year, knowing that last year you finally made it? You're a big leaguer.
Yeah, it's good. I think the main thing when you're kind of becoming a minor league free agent is that you don't have really a resume. You know, it's like, okay, well, I played AA and AAA, but if I'm trying to play in the big leagues, I don't have a resume when I'm signing with these teams, where now it's nice to know that I have that. You know, it's something my brother told me too when I was debuting, is that, like, it's, you know, no one can ever take it from you. That you get that one day in the big leagues and you're a big leaguer for life. So it's nice to be able to take that with you everywhere you go.
How surreal was that debut?
It was hard to breathe. It was incredible. I mean, the first inning, I remember I was in Wrigley Field, and they have tons of scoreboards and signs all over the park. And, you know, I was in the middle of a count, and I'm looking back like, hey, what's the count? And I'm looking back, and I'm like, all right, there's the lineup. Look at that scoreboard. That's just the lineup. And I'm looking around. I'm like, where's the count? Where's the score? Like, I don't even know where the score is. And I'm just like, all right, whatever. I'm just going to throw a pitch. I throw a ball, and it's ball four. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, okay, I guess got to figure out where the next thing I know is next ballpark I go to. I need to know where the scoreboard is so I know what count it is.
The big first world problems when you reach the big leagues.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. What's the balls and strikes right now?
You talk about your brother. Your brother Scott is in the bigs right now with San Francisco Giants. How special and how incredible is it for you to make the big leagues? Not only that, for your brother to make the big leagues as well.
Yeah, you know, I you know, growing up, it's like I could have told you, like, yeah, there's something special about my brother. He's a great athlete. And it's cool, you know, reaching this point to where we can always look back and just know that, like, throughout our lives, like, we were kind of destined for this or preparing for it. It's fun knowing, like, growing up, that was my competition, was like I was competing with my brother who ends up becoming a professional, you know, a major league athlete. So it was great. I think that's what kind of pushed me and helped me growing up, just be able to learn from my losses, because he was giving them to me, you know, 24/7. So he's been he's probably the reason why I made it. So he's been a great help. Good to have in my back pocket.
How much of your parents love the fact that both you're in the bigs?
It's great. We actually, our Christmas present to them both was we both took one of our jerseys and we just ripped them down the half and we fixed the numbers a little bit, but they both have now jerseys that are half Giants, half Milwaukee that say Alexander on the back. So it's cool. They wear them to the games. They get recognized in San Francisco. And if there's any Milwaukee fans in San Francisco and they see an Alexander jersey, they're like, okay, well, you must know him because no one else has his uniform. So it's cool. It's been great.
You're back in the Southern League this week for the first time since making one start with Pensacola in 2021. You spent 2 years in the Southern League before then with the Mobile Bay Bears. What's it like to be in Biloxi not as a visiting player?
It's cool to kind of see what life is like in the other clubhouse, you know? I think it's something with different organizations too. Everyone thinks the grass is greener on the other side. And in this case, the grass was definitely a lot greener. This is definitely a lot nicer of a home than Mobile was. And it's fun. It's nice to see. I actually like the Southern League. I like the humidity. I like the thunderstorms and, you know, like fighting the weather. And I think this is really where you learn how to grind as a minor leaguer. Just trying to stay focused in and out. There's a lot of things that are going on that can kind of take you away from the game. So I think this league really helps produce major leaguers.
Well, it's been a blast having you here in Biloxi. Best of luck the rest of this week, and best of luck in that rehab back to Milwaukee.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Lookouts coming up at 6:35.